This is Scott Becker with Becker's Healthcare. We've got a podcast today with Keith Palmer. Keith is the CEO and founder of MedWell. Always a great pleasure to be on the phone with a founder, an entrepreneur. Keith, take a moment and introduce yourself, and I'll ask you some background on some business and some other thoughts.
Well, thank you for having me, Scott. My name is Keith Palmer, and yes, I am the CEO and founder of MedWell, which is a digital healthcare platform for patients to connect and offer collaborative care. And in addition to that, I also have a medical device distributorship called Imperium Surgical Partners, which also identifies products for surgeons in the operating room sourcing as well.
And how did you get started in doing these things?
Well, I have a clinical background from being in the military. I was in the military in the Air Force for about 4 years. And during that time, I was a surgical tech. So I worked alongside surgeons in the operating room. So I had that that clinical understanding from the military. And since then, I went on to work for one of the big three spine manufacturers. And I also started my own boutique distributorship here in the Dallas market. So just having that understanding of clinical needs, the needs of a surgeon, and knowing their expectations, I've been able to use that wealth of experience to identify, the many transitions in medical devices and also how to offer value added to not only the surgeon, but also the hospitals as well as to our patients.
Well, fantastic. And was it scary starting your own business? How did that, was it scary, optimistic, excited? How did that, you do that?
It was just really understanding the market at that time where, working for a big manufacturer, I had calling on about 25 to 30 surgeons, having quotas, and really not having all the product portfolios that my my surgeons needed. And so looking at the market, I felt the direction going in was having a boutique distributorship to where I worked with a handful of surgeons and was able to provide them many different things that they needed to treat their patients outside of medical devices, whether it was ancillary products such as DME or anything such as neuromonitoring or even cranial plates. I wanted to be the go-to resource for my surgeon. And working with a manufacturer, I was limited in that scope.
Thank you. And what are you optimistic about today? As you see the world of healthcare changing, the world of business changing, you've done a great job founding your own business, nothing better than that, the American dream. What are you optimistic about today?
I'm actually optimistic about social media, really putting more control and giving choices to patients in their care. Many patients, when they're looking for a good doctor, is no longer calling their insurance company and the insurance company giving them list of two or three surgeons. And is also not, a patient getting a reference from another patient. Nowadays, many patients are very savvy and they will go online and research their doctor on their own, to where we didn't have that years ago. So now patients are getting on search engines, looking up things such as Yelp reviews or different other reviews. And if a surgeon didn't have a favorable review, they'll go on and look for another surgeon based on what they find on the internet. So it's just really being optimistic and really trying to understand the grasp and the power of, what technology resources are available to us, and really also knowing that social media can have a big impact in healthcare today and in the future.
Thank you. And the founder of a business, you end up with so many different thoughts on leadership and advice for leaders, ideas for leaders. When you look at what advice you would give other leaders or other people wanting to start businesses, any thoughts there, Keith?
I think a good thought for me is know, not to put yourself in a reactive mind state. You know, with healthcare, it's always going to change. There are always going to be things that are not in your control. But as a leader, as an entrepreneur, you want to try to have a proactive approach to many different things, and really just understanding the market, understanding the outlook of different things, and just really trying to be ahead of the curve. Because again, with healthcare, it's so unpredictable. And so you have to be proactive. You have to understand that things can change, you know, with the blink of an eye. And you don't want to, you know, be reactive. You want to have everything in place so you can continue moving forward, you know, with your business, with your goals, and many different objectives.
Thank you. Proactive, have a plan. Plans might change, but you got to have a plan and clarity as to where you're going. And another follow-up question that's a similar vein. Do you have a core management or strategic philosophy to business?
You know, I did not prior to maybe 12 months ago. I was, you know, maintaining my business. But within the past 12 months, I've learned many different things that has helped my business and also has helped me grow personally. And it's just understanding what resources are available to us. And, you know, so I really didn't have a core philosophy, but I'm learning to use different approaches other than the traditional means which were available to me. And I say that because we just became certified as a hub business, which is a historically unutilized business, also certified as a veteran-owned small business as well as a minority-owned small business. And so with that, within the last 12 months, you know, we have learned that there are different avenues that we can do to grow our business. And is looking up many different facilities that have state procurement programs. And so with this approach, I'm learning to do things, you know, in a non-traditional manner as a distributor.
It's a sort of a challenging question. As a minority leader, a veteran leader, do you ever look up some days and think of how proud you are of yourself or what you've accomplished?
I am. You know, I'm very excited about where I've been, where I'm at, and where I'm going. And a lot of that, you know, was instilled in me from being in the military. Just really understanding that within the military, you wear many different hats, and you always have to be battlefield ready. Because, you know, it's not going to be, you know, today not going to be the same, you know, tomorrow. And so you have to really wear many different hats, and you have to have a core team that, you know, understands that it may not be your job title, it may not be your specific role, but in business, they have to understand that they have to step up to make sure that they're progressing as a company, as well as making sure that they're doing things, you know, for self-development as well. So a lot of it really just came from, you know, being in the military and knowing that it takes leadership, it takes integrity, and it takes having good ethics to really have a successful business. And you also have to have good followers, and not just on social media, but good followers in the office that look up to you and know the direction that you're going in.
Well, Keith, it's magnificent what you've done and what you're doing. I love your discussing your military background and what a positive influence it was on your life and what a positive thing it was. You know, I have a father who is a veteran, and he never stops talking about it almost too much, but it's more of a pleasure to hear from you, although he's great as well. But what a great pleasure to speak with you today, Keith. If people want to learn more about MedWell, learn more about you, how do they reach you? How do they find out how to do business with MedWell?
Well, we have our website. We have our social media. Our website is www.medwellsolutions.com. And on that, you will see the many different facets of what we're doing with technology. And what we're doing is having a value-added service to our surgeons, which I've been doing for a number of years. Now we're able to introduce things to surgeons, to hospitals, and to patients, which is the next phase of remote care management. And what that is meeting patients, not necessarily in the clinic, but they can do so on a home desktop or on their mobile device. And it's for really helping with chronic care management. It helps with surgical navigation. And on the website for MedWell, you can also see that we have different educational tools that will inform patients on a pre-op planning, intraoperative planning, as well as post-surgical planning as well. Because most patients, they can go on Google and learn about their procedure. But when it comes to having surgery, it's much more complex than just going on YouTube and seeing videos. Because patients, when they have surgery, they're including a family member as well. And so with MedWell, we provide a very collaborative approach. We provide education resources so that not only will the patient be aware of their surgery, but their family will know about it as well, so they can plan a more satisfactory post-surgical recovery. And so that's one of our main goals with MedWell, is that after communication care is, and also the surgical navigation, so that patients can have a full understanding of their elective surgery, and they have more of a choice, and they are in control with their healthcare.
Well, Keith, thank you very much. It's amazing what you've accomplished, and I hope for great things for you the next several years. Just really fantastic. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Scott.